here with Phil Barroso. Barroso, and I always screw that your name.
That's okay.
Every time I meet
someday, get it.
Designing these characters, it looks like you kept to a lot of the classic looks.
Yeah.
For the most part. Looks like you did add your own touch with Zatanna.
And sure, I think I've seen that in the comics somewhere, but yeah.
Yeah, that's her new 52 look, isn't it?
I don't know.
Could be.
How was it designed? Like, you know, obviously magic and monsters and things like that. Was that kind of different for you?
Yeah, it's really fun. Because it's all fantasy and all from the imagination, you can... You know, there's no wrong way to do it, so you can interpret it in various ways, and they all seem like legitimate, you know, sort of avenues to pursue. And it's really just a matter of what your personal tastes are, you know. If you're drawing stuff that has to cleave closer to reality, like, you know, if it's more of like a spec ops team grounded in, you know, the guns and the body armor look a certain way, but these guys are, you know, from fantasy and mythology and, you know, fairy tale sort of realm.
So you have more fun with this type of stuff?
I mean, it is a lot of fun, yeah. There's just a wider range of things that are contextually appropriate, you know, that you can justify in a production meeting. Why'd you do that? Because. It's cool, you know? Yeah, so, yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, so this might be like a little bit of a cliche question, but I mean, when you were first starting to draw and getting into this job, you know, did you ever see ending up in somewhere like this?
Yeah, when I started, you know, I've been doing this for quite a while, actually, 15 years this year. I could have had a great career and never gotten to make my mark on the DC brand. When I started at Warner Brothers, the house style was Bruce Timm, you know, and it was like right in the peak of that era. And if you wanted to do DC stuff, you had to draw like Bruce. And that was great. And I actually worked on a project where I was the only designer, but it was done in Bruce's style. So I was fine doing that. I had an opportunity at some point that things just lined up and it was kind of serendipity, and I had enough experience to where I didn't completely brick, and I've been able to do it ever since. So, yeah, I never, but it's still a surprise to me. Yeah.
I mean, like, with a lot of animation, sometimes there's a bit of a relationship with animators as well as the actors. Do you find that the performances that you hear from your characters influence how you draw, or is there any kind of, like...
There's a back and forth.
Yeah.
Usually, it depends on where... Because we have a lot of overlap in our schedule. In theory, usually, like, ideally, I get the script before them, and I do a rough pass, and then they get the artwork, and they go, oh, I know, you know, that along with the voice director and our producer's influences will, you know, sort of give them direction, but they'll have the art there. But depending on the schedule, sometimes they don't get, I haven't even started when they do the voice tracks, and in those cases, then I allow their performance to influence me. But because these characters are so, most of the time working with DC stuff, they're so well established, we're all kind of on the same page, usually. It really depends, though, sometimes, you know, like in this film, for instance, Felix Faust is kind of played for comedy a little bit. You know, he's kind of a buffoonish villain, you know, and he doesn't, that's a character that doesn't have to be interpreted that way, you know. So that will alter our approach. You know? But yeah, there has to be, we have to all be on the same page.
And you get Rosario Dawson voicing your Wonder Woman, I mean...
That's pretty
wow.
cool. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, there's a lot of moments like that where you're like, wow, that's really neat, you know? And it never gets old.
And next up is obviously the long-awaited Jeeves contract.
Yes.
People have been waiting years for that. Was that one like... Did you feel any pressure with that? Because that's like a blow. I'm not trying to put guilt on you.
There's always pressure because these stories and characters are so beloved. But the thing is, inevitably, people are going to be disappointed if they just want us to adapt the comic.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because this is the film medium. you know? And we're also working in a universe with continuity. Like, if we were just doing the comic, then it would be out of continuity with our other films. And that's not what we do. So we set Judas Contract, and a lot of people that are not necessarily following the up to the minute on how we're doing these films, when they see the movie, they're going to be like, what? Damian Wayne's not in Judas Contract, and on it goes. It's like, well, that's not what we're doing. We're not doing the exactly the Wolfman Perez graphic novel. We did that for years. We did the, you know, straight adaptations of Year One, straight adaptations of Dark Knight Returns, you know, All-Star Superman, stuff like that. And people that don't like it find a reason to hate that stuff too. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, you can't win. But it's more, it's the film medium. So it's like, you know, when they, for instance, when they adapted Civil War, Marvel did Civil War, it's not just straight the comic book, because they already have a continuity that doesn't accommodate all that stuff. So there's pressure. There's always pressure when you're working on beloved characters, but, you know, you just know you're not going to please
right
some folks, you know?
And yeah, how do you deal with, like, unhappy fans?
Oh, man, they, you know, they go after you. They, everything you do sucks, you know. But they can't hate me more than I hate you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, I win. Yeah. You're already wearing that armor, yeah, so, like, I win. No.
Yeah, yeah. I hate myself already. You know what I mean? Like, we're, as an artist, as a creative person, if you're super satisfied with your stuff, then you probably suck anyway. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's the way I think about it.
I got to ask you the question that I probably already know you're not going to answer.
Uh-oh.
Young Justice Season 3 is
happening.
That's all you can say?
That's
it's
all
happening.
I can say.
Is Nolan coming back? Nolan North?
We're getting actors that have worked on the show before.
Okay. That was completely shameless of me.
We're getting actors that have worked. Yeah. Yeah. I can't talk about it. Yeah. But it'll be awesome. We're going to make it. So
a lot of people look at this.
Yeah, I'm excited too. We're all excited to be working on it. So.
Are you involved in the animated comic team coming up?
Maybe. I don't know.
Would
they used my artwork for the promotional piece, so I'm assuming that will be, but I don't know.
Yeah, hopefully.
Who knows?
That kind of must be interesting. You open the news and it's like, wait.
Yeah, because I had done that drawing, but I didn't know what it was for. You know?
Yeah.
Can you talk about what you're working on next?
The next thing that's been announced is Judas Contract, so I can't talk about anything after that.
Oh, boy.
I tried.
Yeah.
Can't blame a guy for trying.
You don't want to get me fired, do you? Or in hot water. Yeah. I'd be in trouble. Yeah. Anyway.
Cool. Thanks, Will.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.